Andrew in Virginia. Andrew, what's up?
Hey, guys. I'm a Pentagon guy that's still welcome you guys to have a tour sometime.
Oh, thanks, Andrew.
But, no, I did. I was on leave yesterday and did the old Chuck E. Cheese thing, and pizza was really good.
Right,
Andrew. Really good. Thank you. I see your thing says Evan is right. Chuck E. Cheese pizza is good. I'm the Sean's been the Chuck E. Cheese pizza guy. Right now,
okay.
Now, when I was a kid, we liked it as a kid.
It was terrible as a kid.
I'm telling you, as a father now,
it was microwave pizza.
Right, it's not that anymore. They changed it at some point. I've gone back with my kids. It is good pizza. Am I wrong, Andrew?
You're not wrong, and they had stuffed crust options all the toppings you find at a regular place.
Yeah, see, you don't even need the stuffed crust. My point is just like simply their sausage, their plain pie. Andrew, thank you for calling. People aren't going to like backing us up. I work in Manhattan every day. I live in Long Island, no Northern Jersey. I get the pizza craze around here. I have had some of the places around here. I don't want to name names and crush them. I think they're fine. I think they're good. Joe's, John's a bleaker. I will name some names. Chuck E. Cheese has better pizza than them.
Okay, so there's so many things to get into here.
Yes, they do.
That guy just called from where?
Virginia.
Okay, Tiki from Virginia. Yes. I have family in Virginia.
Alexandria, I believe.
The pizza in Virginia is hideous.
Of course.
So, of course, a Chuck E. Cheese. Dude. Hey, this is some damn good pizza.
Do you think I want to do this right now, Tommy?
No.
I'm a New Yorker at heart. Do you think I want to be getting on the microphone and telling you some of these iconic places have worse pizza than Chuck E. Cheese?
We got to find a way to settle this. We have to get some authentic New York pizza.
Right.
Stick it here next to Chuck E. Cheese and then have an actual, like...
You know what? And also blindfold
a fair,
you.
A fair assessment.
Blindfold you. Put the slices out.
I'll do it. I'm good.
We have to... I don't want to be that. You guys might be rolling over on the BQE going, here comes Sean with hot takes again. I don't want to do this as a fat guy that loves pizza. I don't want to be the guy pounding the table for Chuck E. Cheese pizza. And you might take that as a slight at these great places in Manhattan. It's not a slight. That's how good Chuck E. Cheese pizza's become.
But this is where it's the hot take. If you want to say Chuck E. Cheese pizza's good, that's fine. But that's where you need to stop.
No.
When you start ranking it ahead of other pizza,
I'm not telling you it's the best pizza on the planet.
For something.
I'm sure you could give me a place in Staten Island better pizza than Chuck E. Cheese. But I know for a fact what I've had recently, it's better than some of the iconic places here in the Village. I'm telling you.
I like Pizza Hut and Domino's. I'm all for that. But
this
I also love all, like, John's on Bleecker and Joe. I love all those pizza places, too. And I think when you go Chuck E. Cheese over that, it's blasphemy. And you know it.
Go back.
Have you been to Chuck E. Cheese lately?
Well, no, I don't have kids. If I'm rolling around Chuck E. Cheese, I'm going to get arrested.
So do you think before 3 years ago when I started taking my kids to Chuck E. Cheese, I had this steak and I thought this?
I'm sure you did.
No,
I don't remember the pizza from Chuck E. Cheese. I'm just saying it's
changed. I just remember how bad it was.
Yeah,
that's the only thing I remember.
It's not a pizzeria.
Little garlic undercarriage there.
Oh,
to die for? Come on.
Yeah. So there's one right down the street from us.
Oh.
So I might have to just go in and... Can I get a slice, please?
You can.
You want to play some games? No, I just need a slice.
They're going to stamp your hand on the way in with the combination numbers. Make sure you're allowed back out with whoever you came in. Michael in New Providence, New Jersey. Michael, what's up?
Good afternoon, guys. First of all, Tiki, Nona's Pizza in Florham Park is very good.
Nona's is great. Toronto's is good over there as well.
Yes. So now let's get to the football and the Yankees and the Mets and playing on 9/11. This year, they're playing baseball on 9/12. And they're playing football on 9/12.
Mm-hmm.
So why can't the Mets and Yankees next year in 2025 play on 9/11 when there's a football game? There's so many millions of people in the New York tri-state area that want to see a game. What would it matter if football's being played? And I love football more than anyone. I was a diehard Jet fan for 35 years, and we gave up the tickets in the mid-90s because the Jets stink.
Michael, I think you're underestimating. You don't want anything getting taken away. You want all eyes on that. It would be a really big deal in New York. I got news for you. And when the ratings came out, more people will have watched that football game than the Yankees and Mets on September 11th. It's just the truth.
Yes, because it's on a Thursday night.
Yep.
So, but the only thing, you could make it a day game.
Yeah, but see, then that loses its... You don't want the Yankees and Mets playing a getaway Thursday afternoon.
Yeah.
They did that very early on the ride. You know, it's got to be prime time night, all pumped up.
Especially if it's on September 11th.
Well, maybe we wouldn't mind a Thursday afternoon.
I know, because we could actually go.
Exactly. Evan, the scorecard out. Huh? What are we doing here? All right. John in Deer Park. John, you're on the fan.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
All good.
I have a different turn on the whole Soto, Mets, and where he might be going discussion. I think that if the Mets, clearly the Mets have plenty of money to compete with any team in East, you know, in National League, American League, and so on and so forth. But the fact of the matter is, I'm reading the Mets playoff history, playoff, how many times they've been in the playoffs in their history, and unless I'm reading it wrong, it says that in only 10 seasons, they've made the playoffs in their history. Am I reading that wrong? Because the reality is, teams like the Yankees
that can't be right.
And the Dodgers, I don't know, that's what it's saying here, and with winning the World Series twice, I mean, it may be a little off, but...
No, winning the World Series
one. No, you're right. Franchise overview. They've made the playoffs 10 times.
Wow.
Right. So,
I guess I don't even... It's never even done to me. It's been that big.
Right. So my point is would someone like Soto for an extra $50 or even $100 million, when you're talking about getting a $600 million contract, would someone like Soto put himself on a team that is not even likely to win or be in the playoffs?
But I think,
years, I mean,
It's a good question, John. But I think when you're a guy like Juan Soto, you think you change that,
yes,
and then you become the reason, the catalyst for why this team is now all of a sudden a perennial postseason performer.
And you can identify that, hey, this franchise has only made the playoffs 10 times. Right. Guess what? I could become the best player in franchise history,
and that becomes the legacy defining. Right. You know, situation where you go to a team that, and all of a sudden they're consistently in the postseason, and it's because of you,
right?
And then you become iconic. But I mean, for Soto, I think it is more like 80% money than sentiment,
absolutely,
or storyline, or
perfect world that pairs up,
of course, right? And if the Yankees win and do something somewhat special this year, it perfectly pairs up for him to stay with the Yankees, but I think it's more 80%. Who's giving me the best deal?
Especially when you're Scott Boras's baby like that.
Right.
All right. John in Long Island or on Long Island. John, what's up?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
What's up, John?
John, I just got to tell you, you lost your fat card when you put John's and Bleeker and Joe's in the same sentence as Chuck E. Cheese. What are we doing here?
Now, John, when was the last time you had all three? Be honest.
I swear to God, hand to God, about a week ago, I had Joe's Pizza. Utterly fantastic.
But I'm not telling you it wasn't good or not fantastic. I'm just telling you I've had all three. Within the last 3 months, Chuck E. Cheese, at least the one in West High Slope, absolutely a better slice.
It's Chuck E. Cheese, processed mozzarella, horrible sauce. Come on, what are we doing?
I got news for you. If you think John's a Bleeker has a cow churning milk and there's somebody shredded mozzarella in the back, you're out of your mind.
I mean, at least it's a little fresh. At least it's fresher than freaking Chuck E. Cheese.
But have you had Chuck E. Cheese yet?
Yeah, I mean, when I was three.
There you go.
Come on, what?
That's a loss. That's what I'm talking about. I had Chuck E. Cheese when I was a kid. It's not the same pizza from when we were kids. That's what I'm trying to stress to you. Times have changed. I don't know who's tossing the dough and painting that garlic butter underneath, but it's not the same pizza. They changed the
And Loogie's right. Like in Virginia,
strategy.
you can the best you're getting in Virginia was like Pizza Hut.
Right.
Correct.
Or Domino's or Gumby Pizza.
Gumby.
Yeah.
It's horrific.
It was just a Charlottesville thing. I think I actually may have been more places other than Charlottesville, but we could call up and be like, I want a Gumby, damn it. That was the name of the pizza.
But you can't pull up with that take and not have had Chuck E. Cheese recently.
But I remember growing up and having Chuck E. Cheese's pizza, because it was cheeses then, Chuck E. Cheese's pizza, like pizza bites, and thinking it was good pizza.
Yeah. Yeah,
until,
it's not.
Until I came to New York.
Right.
And it's just a different world.
And you know what I think happened? I think Chuck E. Cheese, the pandemic hit, nobody was going there, and all they could do was sling their pizzas. They had changed their name too. I think they called it like Pasquale's Pizza on like the apps, Uber Eats and stuff. I think they had no choice but to compete and change the ingredients and how they made their pizza, and they kept it when people started going back.
I think they also had to, because back in the day, you could take a 7 or 8 year old to Chuck E. Cheese, and he'd be like, oh, okay, I'll eat it, Mom.
Right.
Now they go and like, this pizza stinks.
Right.
Like the kids even wouldn't eat it.
Right. So they had to upgrade.
They had to change it.
It's like the Mets signing Soto. You didn't see it coming. But Chuck E. Cheese changed its pizza. It's unbelievable.
All right, this is Loogie here, the future of the station, generational talent. Everybody that's listening, take a deep breath. Sean's an idiot. This is the guy that takes his wife to Applebee's on their anniversary. He looks for the chain restaurants.
There's sentimental reasons for that.
Everybody that's screaming and yelling, we hear your calls. He's a moron. You can't on New York City WFAN Afternoon Drive Radio pump up Chuck E. Cheese
pizza. But have you had it?
Tiki, don't you dare take his side on this.
I'm just saying, have you had it?
I'm just trying to be fair. Everybody arguing against it hasn't had it in recent months.
I'm trying to be an IPO.
An independent pizza observer.
I'm just trying to be an IPO. I have not had it, so I can't speak to this.
Yeah.
But I kind of want to give, you know, the hefty guy on the show the benefit of the doubt.
He's a compiler, though. It doesn't mean he has taste.
He's eating it.
I've compiled calories, no kidding. Most pizza lovers have. Look, Loogie, I don't want to have the take. I don't want to have the take, but I have to be honest with the audience.
Fat.
That's all. All right. Joe in Jersey. Joe, what's up?
Sean, I love you, but your food card is revoked, man. And Tommy pretty much summed it up for me.
I mean, Joe, when was the last time you had Chuck E. Cheese pizza?
Never. And I'm so glad that I never did.
There you go.
Never.
See, you don't know what you're missing. You see that, Tiki? Three people now have owned you and haven't had it.
I need somebody who's actually had Chuck E. Cheese, because I haven't had it.
Joe, this is where I have to say, honor of WFN's history, get lost.
I need to have somebody who's had it to corroborate you, Sean.
Somebody
who's had it.
I had a tweet.
Because there are adults that have been to Chuck E. Cheese, and they've taken their kids, and they've had the pizza. I need you to call us.
Ed at Giants Forever, whatever, has tweeted at me, at Sean Morash, I was at Chuck E. Cheese Saturday and the pizza was in capitals, very good. There you go. People are rallying to my cause.
Do you think Pizza Hut and Domino's is good pizza?
No, it's Pizza Hut and Domino's.
Okay, but my point is you can say that pizza's good. I'm cool with that.
You may like it.
No, you could like it, but I don't think I would never put it. That's why I'm telling you this is a different category. It's different strategies.
Yeah, now and then there's a night where I'm like, I could use a Domino's.
Right. Whenever I want Domino's or Pizza Hut, I want Domino's or Pizza Hut. I don't want pizza.
But again, you said Chuck E. Cheese is good pizza. You can have that opinion. You have that opinion. But you're sitting there going, maybe there's a place at Staten Island that might be better. That's where you sound like a total chooch, a total idiot. You're a moron for the take because you're making it seem like Chuck E. Cheese is sitting at the height of the pizza mountain. That's the problem.
Lou Gower, I remember a point in time where you got mad at Evan when Evan wouldn't even consider Jalen Brunson a top five player in the NBA. Sometimes it takes people coming around.
Sometimes you just got to see it.
Jalen Brunson's rise in the NBA stardom is the same as Chuck E. Cheese's rise in pizza. 888-808-1019. More. We come back on Evan Atiki.